Call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Are we recording?
Yes.
On Tuesday, April 19th at... Tuesday, May 24th.
Do it again?
Yeah. Pledge 2022. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take your seat. And we will start by going over the Finance and Audit Committee, the balance sheet.
We need to do roll call.
Yeah, that would work.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
And then Scott Nelson, the financial consultant.
Here.
Okay, so Scott's going to go over the financials this month since he's here.
Alrighty, so...
Do we have a fresh copy of that in here?
Well, we're going to go over the balance sheet first, not the budget. Yeah.
Let me get there. So looking at the balance sheet first?
Yeah.
Yes. Gotcha. So balance sheet, cash and LAIF as of April 30th, they're at 1.12 in the bank. Accounts receivable at $200,000. Otherwise, nothing of note I would call out on there. I know mostly what we're looking at is our cash balance. Our current cash balance is higher, just something to note, than the rate study projection at this looks like we'll end the year over. Rate study projected would be under $1 million, I think, at the end of this fiscal year. So I think we're outperforming mainly for the items we'll see on the P&L. Basic facility fees, the meter installs that we've collected over, and then less capital spending than we've anticipated. So if we can jump over to the P&L, kind of point out what I'm talking about there. Overall, our water sales are pretty much in line. Year-to-date target would be 83%. We're a little higher on base rate, a little under in our volumetric. That's line 4. DHPO right in line. And then the one area where I think we're really exceeding, and that's what's causing our cash to be a little higher than what we thought it might be in the rate study, is line 13, basic facility fees. That's the charges for meter installations. We've seen a lot this fiscal year, and I know we have at least 2 more anticipated. We'll see that in budget for 22-23. Standby fees, that's on, the tax collections are low for both line 14 and 17. That's normally timing. I've kind of seen that across all the clients. The May receipt should bump us all the way up to almost 100% is the idea. Be very surprised if it doesn't, but it more than likely will. Also, turning over an interest income, that's due to interest collections on water bills that was paused during the height of the pandemic, since resumed. And in budget for next year, we're considering that fully resumed. In expenses, I don't see anything that has jumped outside of the norm. Besides line 60, supplies and equipment, I'm not sure what is making that go over. Let me pull my notes here. But otherwise, if you guys have any questions for me on the expenses or anything like that, I'll be happy to answer them. I'm going to see if I can get an answer on why that supplies is so high.
Is that the new truck showing that?
The new truck isn't showing up yet on these financials due to the way it's accounted for. It's accounted for in the budget and in our projections for year-end for the budget presentation. It's not shown on these financials yet because of the financing on it. So an expense will realize over time. Instead of all at once, so we won't ever see like that one number come through for the purchase price.
What's the monthly payment we've got on that?
You know, it's
14 something. I think it's $14.89 per month. I think the supplies and equipment, Scott, the reason it's high is because we purchased the billing statements I want to say it was like two or three thousand for that.
That will do it. The timing of a bulk material like that.
We do that every couple of years, right? Yeah.
Something like that. And otherwise, capital projects. Sorry, I got my wrong tab here. Looking down, so lines 102 through 107, looking at capital. I know there's some projects that we had planned in the budget that I don't think are going to take place before the end of fiscal year. I think we said pretty confidently. We had some fire hydrant replacements that I don't believe are planned to happen. Meter replacements, haven't seen that many throughout the year. We normally look for those at year end. There might be a few thousand that have happened that are currently up in the operating that will move down when we prepare for the audit. And Main Street improvements, I believe that is that 15,000 is the final number. I don't think there's any more.
Unless it's minor things, but that's, it should be pretty much done.
Yeah, so this year we'll finally close that project and capitalize the yard, that site, and won't see that project going forward. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, as far as line 105, when are we due to do that for the tank repairs, right?
Ellen has a little bit of it in her report that she's going to talk about tonight at the board meeting, but we just got the test results back, so it looks like we're going to start moving forward on putting well 1 back in line. Is that what you're talking about,
yeah.
Well 1?
Yeah, I think most of that is for well 1, jumping down to my note here. I've been in budget world very much. I'm a little removed from the day-to-day. Yeah, that's all well in tank 1 rehab, so that's why we're behind there. And I think in the budget we're also considering, you know, we're not going to finish that work in a month, so yeah. A lot of it's going to be anticipated for next year. Any other questions or something you want to discuss while I'm here?
No. It's all right there.
Yeah. No. Are we going to go over the budget again?
I don't have it in with this one unless you guys wanted to go over it quickly. We're going to go over it at the regular board meeting unless...
Well, did this make all the corrections that we talked about last time in it?
Yes, I have. Cindy made most of those corrections live while she was here.
Yeah, but she just didn't print it out, so we didn't get to see it, yeah.
Gotcha. But yeah, I know the property tax going to with the 1% increase that you guys wanted to see. Revised the basic facility fees per those amounts we talked about to that what might have been kind of over budgeting that number Calvin had. And I think we also
have. So for basic facilities, what are we anticipating going in?
My number I have here to be presented tonight is 18.6, which assumes two.
Yeah, it's just two regular services. So the two that Calvin had originally told them about, the two $50,000 service installations, those properties already have services installed. So he was expecting that we were going to be getting more income on that, but they already have services installed, so we aren't going to be getting that income for that. So that was...
And then Lines 10 and 13 for property tax and standby, those get a 1% bump, where in the previous version we had it flat. And then I think we also upped our assumption for utilities for the wells using 6.7% is the estimate from Southern California Edison. So we'll also see a jump in those utilities. Otherwise, I don't believe it was just those minor changes from the...
Well, then we had questions about the directors, about the payroll. And I know I was concerned about what kind of budget we could offer the new general manager.
I think you're going to discuss that. Mr. Link has a proposition to see how much he can pay, and I don't know if he got back to them on how much if he thought that was feasible.
So what is the director pay? Do you have the previous version in front of you?
I do not.
Okay, let me get that then so I can just see, because I think we also increased the director's fees.
We did increase director's fees because we figured we were going to have to meet a little bit more.
Yeah, it looks like... my previous budget probably had around 15,000. Looks like we bumped it to 25.
Yeah.
You said the last budget was 150,000?
No, 15.
Not for director's fees, but for...
For the GM?
For the GM.
For the GM, it would, I believe it's right around 96 for the GM. Based on, because it's budgeted based on Calvin's exit salary, whatever he was at, and no increase was assumed for this year. I know that's a point of discussion.
Well, no, because it lists here 21% increase.
That line is management and customer service, so that has the general manager, and then our customer service rep, and then the new part-time customer service rep. So most of that increase is the new part-time position. And also the... COLA and merit for the customer service supervisor.
And I guess we're just going to go over this in more depth in the actual meeting?
Yeah.
I'll run it down in detail in the full meeting, and we'll see what the point of discussion is regarding the GM salary, because I have some input on that. We'll see.
Okay. Any more questions, Jeff? Do you have any more questions? You might get out.
No, I'm good.
I'm good too. So I think we can adjourn the meeting. Okay, adjourning the meeting at 5:15.
Yeah. Sorry. Meeting adjourned.
Okay.